Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Deep Industries Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Adfactors PR. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. With this, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Paras Savla, Chairman and MD of Deep Industries, for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. It gives me immense pleasure to speak to you all today as we present our first quarter performance for the financial year 2026. Thank you very much for joining this call. Our results, press release, and investor presentations are available on our websites and on the exchanges. I believe you all had a chance to go through it. I am joined by Mr. Rohan Shah, Director of Finance and CFO, who will assist me in answering your queries. After my brief, he will share the financial performance of the company in detail, and we will take your questions thereafter. I am pleased to present the promising outlook of India's oil and gas support services sector. A robust strategic imperative for national energy security is catalyzing unprecedented upstream activity, thereby expanding the market for our specialized capability. This emerging exploration and production landscape directly translates into robust demand for advanced support services. As India progresses towards energy self-reliance, our sector will play an integral role in unlocking its hydrocarbon potential. We believe this represents an exceptionally opportune moment for strategic investment in India's dynamic oil and gas support services market. Aligning with national objective of self-reliance in hydrocarbons and capitalizing on the available opportunities, Deep Industries Limited is strengthening its presence across value chain through continued offering of value-added solutions for exploration and production segment. Continuing with our last year's growth momentum, the first quarter has witnessed robust activities across all segments. We successfully took charge of the Rajahmundry field enhancement operations and have already started with baseline production. We fully expect this to significantly boost our output in the coming quarters. In another significant development, we secured a letter of award from Oil India Limited for the hiring of workover rigs valued at rupees 45 crore and have secured a rupees 96.72 crore contract from Oil India for seven-year charter hiring of workover rigs in Assam and Arunachal Pradesh. Adding to this positive momentum, our Prabhav Barge has begun generating revenue in May 2025, marking yet another crucial milestone in our diversified operations. These developments collectively highlight our strong operational progress and position us for a very positive financial outlook. On the midstream front, Deep Industries continues to operate one of the India's largest fleets of gas compression units under services contract. We are also scaling up our modular gas processing offerings under a lease operate maintain model, particularly in high condensate and far gas zones. These solutions are increasingly being adopted by PSU clients seeking cost-effective and scalable processing support. Our strategic priorities for the remainder of FY26 are clearly defined. We aim to maximize asset utilization and safety across our drilling and workover fleet, expand our footprint in EOR and unconventional segments through new PECs, scale up charter hiring development of gas processing plants, and pursue selective value-accretive M&A to broaden our service capabilities. In order, we are confident in our strategy, our people, and our execution capability. With a strong start of the year, a favorable policy environment, and rising energy demand, Deep Industries is well positioned to deliver sustainable growth and long-term value. With this, I now invite Mr. Rohan Shah to provide a detailed overview of the financial performance for quarter FY26. Following his remarks, we will be happy to address any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Parasbhai. Investor friends, thank you for joining the call today. Happy to share with you another stellar quarterly performance of Deep Industries Limited. All the comparisons are on year-on-year basis, which would provide fair evaluation. Revenue for Q1 FY26 rose to ₹199.5 crore, up by 61.6% year-on-year. Control over costing and operational efficiency have helped us post 54.7% YOY growth in EBITDA to ₹95 crore in Q1 FY26 with EBITDA margin of 44.6%. We have been maintaining EBITDA margins in the range of 40 to 45%, providing us a decent cash flow to strategize our future growth trajectory. Net profit for the first quarter was at ₹61.7 crore, up by 59.3% year-on-year. As on date, our order book stood at ₹3,051 crore, up by 152.15% year-on-year. As we look ahead to the remainder of FY26, Deep Industries stands on a strong operational and financial foundation. The momentum built over recent quarters, driven by disciplined capital allocation, efficient cost structures, and consistent contract execution, positions us well to navigate evolving market dynamics and capitalize on emerging opportunities. As Parasbhai highlighted, our success is anchored in execution, strength, and strategic foresight. From a financial standpoint, we remain focused on sustaining healthy cash flow, optimizing return on deployed capital, and supporting the group's growth ambitions with a prudent performance-driven approach. With a clear roadmap and robust fundamentals, we are confident in Deep Industries' ability to deliver long-term value to all stakeholders. With this, I now open the forum for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Raman from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. My first question is with respect to the revenue growth. We have achieved around 60+% revenue growth during this quarter. Is this a one-off or was this on the back of recent acquisition of Kandla Energy? And can you still throw some light on how will be the growth from this quarter onwards?
So the growth is primarily on result of execution of various different contracts on our various service segments, which has been awarded last year and we have executed in Q1. So there is no contribution from Kandla Energy in revenue. So we are expecting Kandla to start contributing from next financial year. So growth is primarily because of our all varied services contracts and their efficient execution.
So so going forward in the coming quarters, can we expect the growth to be slowed down because you have over-executed the order, or you can continue this growth?
So we are expecting growth on year basis for more than 30% based on our existing order book itself. And this revenue generation is a testimony of execution of those contracts on time. So similar kind of growth is expected over a period of time and for at least next 2 to 3 years, we should continue grow with same kind of pace.
Okay, sir. So my next question is with respect to Kandla Energy. One is the previous quarter you took around 208 crores of write-off with respect to the receivables, and you also said that you're optimistic about getting back half of the receivables. Do we expect that to continue, and can we expect the margins to improve due to this merger?
So the write-off we took in March was primarily of inventory and not of receivables. And for receivables, we are continuously following up with them for their recovery. And we are quite positive that we would recover quite a good or decent amount out of old receivables.
And sir, about the margins?
Yeah, margins gonna improve going further. So the contribution from Dolphin, once it starts increasing in overall revenue pool, overall margin would definitely increase on EBITDA level. And after starting contribution from Kandla also, it will further improve our operating margins.
And so with respect to Dolphin, can you give any guidance of how much revenue and can we do in FY26?
Dolphin, we are quite positive on its growth and the revenue largely for this financial year is almost fixed kind of it, because we have entered into a contract for $30,000 a day, and that operation has already started. So if we put it in numbers, it should be around 100 crore a year kind of revenue.
Mm-hmm. And sir, with the robust demand in the and across the sector, even with respect to robust demand in natural gas as well as normal oil, do you expect to add any additional fleet, and what will be its contribution in the upcoming financial year?
Yeah, so with regards to the demand in the industry pertaining to our kind of services are excellent. And we are anticipating good amount of growth going forward with increasing in demand. So we believe this momentum should continue at least for next 3 years.
And are you planning to add more fleets to your existing fleet?
Yes, on the opportunity basis, we would definitely add new equipment in our fleet. We have recently been awarded with 2 new rig contracts, and we are adding 2 new rigs in our fleet. So going forward as well, as and when opportunity comes, we'll add new equipment in our fleet.
So 2 new rigs, is this drilling rig or borehole rig? Just a follow-up on... Hello?
I request you to join the queue for a follow-up question, sir. Thank you so much. The next question comes from the line of Nirvana Laha from Badrinath Holdings. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a great set of results. Sir, my first question is on Dolphin and Prabha. So at 90 to 100 crores a year, the quarterly run rate of revenue should be around 23 to 25 crores, right? So this quarter it was 16 crores. Is it because we started the contract in May and not in April?
Correct.
Okay. And sir, in Dolphin, we see an interest and depreciation cost of 2 crore each in this quarter Q1. So is that the run rate that we can expect for the rest of the year, or is there an escalation expected there?
It would be in range of that only.
Okay. And sir, you mentioned that standalone revenue this quarter increased because of execution of contracts. Has the PEC contract started contributing, and if so, how much?
Yes, PEC has started with the baseline production. So the growth revenue we are expecting from H2 onwards. So it has started with that minimum fixed price against the baseline production.
Okay, so we haven't recognized any revenues against that contract in Q1, is it?
No, we have recognized revenue, but that is a minimum fixed fee which we are getting to maintain the baseline production.
Sure, sir. Can you give us the quantum? How much we have recognized?
It's not material, so it's a significant around 1 crore month kind of.
Okay, got it. And you had said that 160 crore capex will be required for this contract. So when do you expect, which quarter do you expect that capex to start happening?
So it should start probably later in this financial year and would be completed by next financial year.
Got it. And sir, coming to this quarter, we have seen like an 82 crore kind of EBITDA number. You mentioned that the standalone growth has come from execution of existing contracts. So just following up on an earlier participant question, is there a little bit of lumpiness here, which means this 54% kind of growth should not be extrapolated for the remaining 9 months and we should look at 30-35% growth in standalone only?
So this kind of growth, when we are comparing, it is year on year, and for us, it has been history that our has always been least quarter in our history. So when we are comparing this performance with last year's Q1, this growth appears quite high, but nevertheless, growth we are gunning is obviously, it's a great amount of growth which we are gunning towards. And we expect at least 30%+ kind of growth going forward.
Got it, sir. And last question from my side. The Kandla Energy, Dolphin, we have certain assets where there could be more write-offs, receivables, inventory. We don't know, maybe other assets also. Can you give us an overview of what is the asset pool across these different categories, across Dolphin and Kandla, which may require some kind of write-off, and what is your expectation for write-offs in FY26, FY27? I'm sure, sir, when you're looking at the assets and doing budgeting, you will have a kind of figure in mind. Last quarter, the number sort of, you know, came out of the blue. Your explanation was well understood. But if you can give us a little bit of understanding of what is the asset pool.
So the assets for out of this targets are primarily receivables. They're old receivables for which we have not paid while acquiring this company. So these old receivables, which we believe are a bonus for us with tagging along these acquisitions. And for those receivables, we are trying our hard to recover them. So we have got some decent amount of success in recovering old receivables of Dolphin. And we believe that we should also get some good amount of recovery out of Kandla old receivables as well. Speaking today, we are not anticipating any kind of write-off in FY26. Anything to say on FY27 would be too early.
Sure, sir. Could you tell us the amount of the total old receivables between Kandla and Dolphin, the total amount?
I think they are more than 350 crore types. Amount exactly I am not having. It is mentioned in my previous quarter's results.
Sure, sir. Sir, wouldn't it be prudent to have some provisioning for this? Sorry, last question, ma'am, if I can just complete this.
Yeah, request you to come in the queue for follow-up question, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Before we proceed with the next participant, a request to all participants, please limit your questions to 2 questions per participant and join the queue for a follow-up question. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Sudeep Anand from Systematics Group. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my questions and many congratulations for a good set of numbers, sir. So first question on rake, this charter hire rates on rakes are dollar denominated or rupee denominated, and whether we will get the benefit of the rupee depreciation?
So the recent awards are of WACO rakes, and their rates are in rupees, not in dollar.
And the previous contract which is going on?
Yeah, so we have 6 drilling rigs. So drilling rigs are getting dollar rates.
Okay.
I think 5 of them are into dollar contracts, and rest all other rigs are into rupee contracts.
Okay. And so the recent contract which we have received from Oil India, when is going to be deployed?
So we have been given mobilization time of around 5 months.
Okay. So somewhere around Q4, FY26.
Correct.
And so what are CapEx plan on Dolphin? How many trucks, TSPs we are expecting in FY26 and 27?
So we have planned to add few vessels in Dolphin's fleet in current financial year. So we have shortlisted one or two tugs and one or two vessels. So having an opportunity, we wish to add at least two of them in this financial year.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Thank you, sir. I'll join the queue for the follow-up question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So just first up, I wanted to understand in terms of Kandla, what sort of contribution we can expect? I mean, you mentioned from next year, we are expecting some kind of contribution, right? So what sort of top line, what sort of margins this company can see for us?
See, it is little early to answer this question because Kandla primarily we were focusing on get those hydrocarbon fluids which we use it in our drilling operations. So our first focus would be to take care of our internal consumption and then to scale it up going forward. So on top line or margins, we have not yet reached to the number.
Okay, but any rough indication would also be very helpful. I mean, I don't want to pinpoint, a rough range would also be helpful.
For that also, we'll have to wait for quarter or so. Then probably we can give some idea. Largely, we believe that it should improve our operating costs by at least by 1.5 to 2% from next financial year.
Operating cost in the sense, I mean, it will bring some efficiency, I mean.
Correct.
Okay. And in terms of your PEC contract, that's 10-year contract, right? So per year, 140 crores revenue accretion can we expect, I mean, from this year onwards?
So that contract will start contributing later on this financial year. So for this financial year, we are expecting around 5 to 6 months kind of revenue from that particular contract. Uh-huh. Full year revenue we can expect from next financial year.
Okay, but per annum 140 crores would be a right kind of indication for
yeah growth. Yeah, approximately around that only. It can be lower, it can be higher, but largely in that range itself.
Okay, fair. And given that first quarter we have grown so handsomely, but we're still saying 30%. I mean, are we being conservative when we are saying 30% kind of a growth? Because
we are seeing 30% year on year on yearly basis. So in our business, yeah, we always suggest to compare it on year on year basis. Quarter on quarter, maybe sometime it looks very high or sometime it looks flat also. But year on year, we believe we should be growing more than 30%.
No, the reason I'm asking this because in your second half, that this contribution from PEC will also come. And Dolphin contribution will also increase by maybe 9-10 crores because we had seen only two couple of months of impact in this first quarter. So ideally you have a lot of levers where your revenue can increase, right?
Yeah. So it is always good to be conservative.
Yeah, that's one. Fair enough. And just one last small thing. What's the Dolphin margins at 100 crores revenue?
That's huge. I would say it's more than 65% because the contract which we have entered is net of OPEX rate. And so my margin would be 60% plus.
Okay. That's very helpful, sir. I mean, that would be it from my side. All the way best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Siddhish Jain from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
So, hi. First of all, congratulations for your fantastic result. So I wanted to understand more about Acreage licensing policy.
Your audio is breaking a little bit. May I request you use a handset, please?
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. It is better. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So can you tell me how much property you have bid for OALP and how much?
Sorry, your voice is absolutely not audible. Can you say it a little louder?
Sir, may I request to use your handsets, please? The audio is a little low.
Can you hear me?
It is still low, sir.
I just wanted to know that how much fields you have bidded in the OALP currently, how much you are planning to bid.
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
I'll get you back.
Yes, sir. Please come back in the queue. Thank you so much. The next question comes from the line of Rajesh Jain from RK Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. Good morning. So, I started tracking your company just from the last quarter, and I was just going through the company history, and I came to know that the earlier Deep Industries was probably, you know, merged into Prabha Energy Limited, and this Deep Industries is the demerged entity of the earlier one, right? Now, are there any related party transactions between your company and Prabha Energy or any of the other related parties? So have you given any loans to any related parties? And if yes, then at what rate of interest?
Yes, so the recent Deep Industries is the demerged entity, as you rightly said. And with regards to related party transaction, I think all transactions are disclosed in our annual reports. We have given loans to Prabha Energy, which were given in past. They are still standing there. And they carry rate of interest of 12%.
You have given loan to Prabha Energy at 12% interest rate?
Correct.
Okay, understood. Okay. Sir, that the receivables that you mentioned in the last quarter, that was around 363 crore. So, in how much time you and you clarified in today's call that this year FY26 there will be no additional write-offs. So in how much time you are expecting the old receivables to be collected?
So we have given timeline of 2 years to collect these receivables. Within 2 years, after giving all efforts, we'll decide for next course of action.
Okay.
And I think it would be again important to mention here that these receivables are not paid receivables. The acquisition cost is very minuscule while getting these companies along with receivables.
Okay. Okay. Understood. You have guided for a 30% growth in revenue on a full year basis, now 30-35%. So how much can a 30-35% growth in revenue lead to increase in profits? Will the profit growth be also 30-35% or it will be materially more than 30-35%?
Yeah, it should be little more than 30-35% because we are expecting improvement in margins as well.
From this year itself?
Correct.
Sir, in the last call, you had mentioned about some fundraising plans which you had deferred for and you were waiting for better market conditions. So now that the conditions are slightly better, so what are your fundraising plans now?
So we are just reviewing it and if we'll find it the correct time, we can think of it. So all approvals are in place. We'll just have to time it.
Okay. So my last question, if I can just squeeze in the last question.
May I request you to join the queue for follow-up question?
Okay, sure.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Manan Shah from Moneybee Investment Advisor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers. So my first question is on the standalone side. Is there any major change in the revenue mix on our standalone numbers? Because if I look at our gross margins as well as EBITDA margins at standalone level, there is some compression over there. So going forward, is this sort of margins that we should look forward to at a standalone basis, or there has been some major shift or one-off at the standalone level? And also on the other income, what are the major contributions in the other income?
Yeah, so revenue mix is more or less same, so there is no major change in revenue mix. Margins overall are in range, 1 or 2% here and there. So there is no one-off kind of element here in this mix. So it would be more or less in line. As we are into the business which is backed by heavy equipment, more or less you have some of other expenses related to repair maintenance of those equipments, maybe little higher in one quarter, little less in another quarter kind of. So Q on Q, I would again suggest please do not compare Q on Q in our business.
Understood. Secondly, my question was on the earlier participant you mentioned about acquiring some tugs and some vessel for Dolphin. What sort of capex will this equipment entail?
So the capex which we are eyeing on in Dolphin is in range of around 350 to 400 crore types for acquiring these vessels. And based on opportunity, so we will follow the same philosophy which we are following in Deep, that we'll do capex only on getting firm order. And I think that philosophy will continue to follow in Dolphin as well.
And in terms of funding for this capex?
Yeah, so we are exploring various options in Dolphin, including taking debt and other structured products and equity as well. So depending on the finalization of capex, we can take it forward.
Understood. And on the other income, what is the major contribution from other income?
So other income more or less is from treasury. This particular year, we had one item of profit on sale of asset to the tune of around 2.7 crore. I think that is one item which is in addition to normal treasury income.
Okay. And in terms of the gas processing facility on charter hire, any other major contracts that we have built, and then overall what is the bid pipeline that is looking like for the company?
So currently we are operating three different contracts for this gas processing. One with Cain Oil and Gas and two with ONGC. And currently there is no further bid on those, but we have given expression of interest to few more contracts.
That will come and overall bid. Sorry, you were saying something?
So those expression of interest will convert into bidding going forward.
Okay. And overall, what is the bid pipeline looking like?
It's close to around 700 crores.
Okay. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rikin Shah from the Boring AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats on a great set of numbers. I wanted to ask pertaining Prabha, what are the timelines for the pipeline to come in?
Your voice is breaking. Could not hear anything.
Hi. Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. You're audible. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So hello. I wanted to ask what the timelines would be for the pipelines in Prabha.
Hello, sir. Were you not able to hear the question? Is the audio?
No, we could not listen to the question.
Okay, sir. Can you please repeat the question?
Sure. So I was asking what the timelines would be for the pipelines in Prabha Energy.
I think this is not the forum to answer about Prabha Energy. We should avoid that question.
All right. So the other questions on margin and product enhancement for Deep have been answered. So I have no other questions.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vinay Maheshwari from IGE. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
So, sir, you mentioned about the Dolphin for the 300 or 350 crores. Was it related for the capex or it was for the acquisition?
Capex.
Oh, it was for the capex.
Yes, yes.
And what are the current utilization of our workover rigs and normal rigs?
They are 100% utilized.
100%. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nilkunj Bhanushali from Kosh Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. First of all, congratulations for a good set of numbers. So my question is regarding one of our subsidiaries, RAS Equipment. So for last couple of years, the numbers have been falling. And for the last 2 years, I think the subsidiary is lost. So, what are the challenges we are facing in that segment and what are the utilizations that we are having there?
The RAS Equipment was basically was set up for, you know, packaging the gas compressors for city gas distribution. There is a good amount of, you know, fall into that business, and that is the reason not much activities are being seen into it. While we are still focused on you know, upcoming opportunities, but as what we are witnessing since last year and a half or maybe 2 years now, the activities have been a little slow as far as the city gas distribution activities are going forward. And therefore, you're not able to see any major movement into RAS Equipment.
Okay. So going forward, what is the plan for RAS Equipment? Like, would we see any, you know, demand coming up there?
That I believe that market is more, it is more fluctuated, and we cannot time it properly that when it could be giving good numbers or how could it be projected. We are sitting on then infrastructure, and having a good opportunity definitely will embark upon it. So to time it, how it is going to happen would be a bit difficult for us to comment.
Okay. My second question is regarding the investment that we made in HF Hunter of about $2.2 million. So could you give us some flavor? What kind of revenues are we expecting there and what are the margins we are expecting there?
So that investment is primarily for acquiring one tug into joint venture. And that Tug has started operation in current financial year.
Okay. So what
we are
kind
expecting
of
revenue of around $17,000 to $20,000 a day from that particular tug, and margins would be in range of 50% kind of.
Okay.
And our stake in that JV is 37%.
Okay. And we made another $1 million investment in a company called Frisco Global PT. So could you share some details about that?
I need to check on those parts. Currently, I'm not having those papers with me. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Viral Shah from Ambit. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on the great set of numbers. Sir, just a couple of these new contracts which we have won, that is 3 years and 7 years, are the amount very minuscule or it is per year or it is for 3 years put together?
So the amount of contract is for entire contract tenure.
Contract tenure. So our workover rate will be utilized for the entire contract in 3 years, right? Got it. So secondly, you know, what is the order inflow guidance for the full year as a whole?
Sorry, Viral bhai, your voice is cracking.
Am I audible
Can
now?
Can you please repeat?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what is our order inflow guidance for the full year? And last second question is on the update on the what is the update on the production enhancement contract of ONGC?
So the bidding pipeline, as Parasley has suggested, is around 700 crore, and of which we are expecting good amount of conversion going forward. So we can expect conversion out of that bidding pipeline, plus the new tenders we would be bidding going forward. So to comment on any particular amount is little difficult.
Okay, fair enough.
Regards to production enhancement, we have taken over that field and have started with baseline production. So the process and the applications which are required to apply for enhancing the production, we have started applying those. And as we estimated before, we should get some incremental revenue later in this financial year.
Got it, got it. And what is the CAPEX envisaged for this production enhancement for the FY26 put together?
So overall, we have envisaged CAPEX of around 160 crore for this production enhancement, and that should start in later in this financial year and should be spill over to next financial year.
So it is fair to assume that we will be spending around 70-80 crores in this financial year, maybe spill over rest in the next financial year?
It's in fluid condition, so for assumption you can take, it can be little here and there.
Got it, understood, sir. Thank you, Soham bhai, and all the best for future, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next follow-up question comes from the line of Nirvana Laha from Badrinath Holdings. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, I think I heard you mention that you're planning to do 350-400 crore capex in Dolphin. So given that you've acquired a tug for only 2.2 million for 37% kind of stake, this 350-400 figure looks really big. So if you can help us understand like what kind of assets are we looking at, how many numbers, I know you won't have exact details. And from this capex, what kind of revenue and margins can be expected?
Yeah, so tugs are little less costly than vessels. So we are eyeing on acquiring tugs as well as vessels, which would be diving support vessel and platform supply vessel. So those vessels are a little more costly. I would say almost double than tugs. And the revenue, if we talk about from a particular anchor handling tug, we can expect revenue of around $17,000 to $20,000 a day versus revenue from diving support vessel or platform supply vessel would range in $50,000 a day kind. So depending on the opportunity and contract, we would go for those capex.
Sure, sir. And these PSV, OSVs, you expect to deploy them in India or are they more Gulf focused or any geography you can talk about?
So, as of now, regions other than India.
Regions other than India. Okay. And sir, you mentioned that will it be a capital raise in Dolphin or are you also looking at possibilities of another JV formation for this kind of capital?
So, as of now, we are evaluating various other options. So, capital raising can be an option. JV or acquisition is also an option. So, as of now, nothing is crystallized yet.
Sure, sir. When do you expect this to crystallize? Like, how much time do you think it might take?
Probably by next one or two quarters.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot for answering all the questions and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Yash from Dainty Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. My first question is regarding your QIP, right? As far as I remember, when your con call happened in when your last con call sort of happened, the stock price was at around 440, 450-ish. and you said the market conditions were not right for you to obviously dilute your stake. Obviously that's one thing I'm really, really concerned about as a shareholder. So my question is, at what valuation do you think diluting, you're okay with diluting equity in Deep Industries via QIP? And obviously I'm not expecting you to share a share price, but I'm saying any guidance, any understanding on how you're looking at the QIP if you're looking at diluting.
See, for us, the better, or I would say best part is we are good with our available liquidity in a way that business generates good amount of cash, and we are sitting on also some good amount of liquidity, which can help us in completing our targets of doing capex or acquiring assets, and can give us a flexibility to time the dilution. And that is how we are not much worried that if my QIP is getting little delayed, my capex requirement or my growth requirement are otherwise being satisfied. So that is how we are in, I would say we are in some good flexibility situation where we can time dilution as per our expectation.
So just to confirm and conclude from what you're saying, basically is that because our order book also has grown significantly, right, in the last maybe 2 years. Our order book has grown significantly, our numbers are fantastic, and we have a decent growth trajectory over the next sort of 3 years, like you pointed out, that you have visible growth at least for the next 3 years. So right. Diluting at a inferior price would be something that would be very disappointing as a shareholder, and I just wanted to kind of point that out. And of course, the rest is up to you. And my second question is regarding the receivable part, right? You said we are around 300 to 350 crore of receivables, right? Let's say, why didn't we write it off? Why didn't we write off more in terms of inventory loss or receivable loss? Because we could have gained the tax benefit and then we could have written it back when we got the money, if we got the money, right? Because you can technically, basically try and receive the money back. You can try and get the money back even after you write it off. Am I getting something wrong here?
From accounting or investor perspective, you are right. But if you are into some cases, or if you want to bring your debtors into some legal net,
right,
that amount should be there in your books as receivable. Then only you have right to put claim. And I think that factor we are considering. Your point is well accepted, and we have deliberated a lot on those areas. But due to some other reasons, we have kept them outstanding till the time we believe that we can recover them. And I think, again, to mention that we have acquired Kandla in just 2 crores and Dolphin Shipping in just 7 crores. So practically, we haven't paid anything for getting those receivables.
Yeah. So what is the quality of these receivables? If you could just point that one last thing out. What is the quality of these receivables? What kind of companies are there on the receivable end? Basically, any idea on that?
They are good number of customers, more than 200 in numbers, and they are fairly good operating companies. He stands good chance of recovery.
Okay, perfect. Great. So, just in case you don't receive this money, you will look to make another write-off in the next, after 2 years, right? Is what you said. Whatever is not received from this 350 crore, you'll write it off after 2 years.
Yeah, currently, that is the plan. Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much. And thank you for taking my opinion on the fundraising part. Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next follow-up question comes from the line of Manan Shah from Moneybee Investment Advisor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the follow-up. So my question was regarding these offshore vessels that you're looking to acquire. Now, at least on the offshore rig side, you know, with the correction and the oil prices, we've seen the rig charter hire cycles also correct. While on the onshore, we don't see such type of volatility. So these equipments which we are looking to acquire, do these also see that type of volatility as the offshore rigs, or the pricing are more stable over here?
No, so these are falls into support service category, these equipments or vessels, and they are not having that high volatility as compared to offshore rigs. And I think that is the reason why we are not entering into offshore rig segments.
Mm-hmm. Understood. So the prices over here are fairly stable.
Sorry?
So the prices over here are fairly stable, and the contract terms are also like long term, like 3 years, and like how we have currently, they are more of a short term contract.
So they are in a range of 1 to 3 years. Sometimes it is more than 5 years also. So depending on the opportunity and availability, we can enter into a contract.
Okay. And the basis that you gave earlier is that we would be going for acquiring these assets only after we have some sort of visibility on their deployment.
Correct.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Mehul from 40 Cents. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, I am new to our company, so I don't know what was the last quarter looked like, but I was just going through the numbers and I found that we were in a loss for the consolidated statement. So can you throw some light on what was the reason for the loss in last quarter?
So that was a one-time exceptional item. The loss was primarily because of some write-off in a company which we acquired from insolvency called Kandla Energy and Chemicals. And we had to write it off inventory which were not there physically, and it was showing in books. So that was an exceptional item of one-time loss, which was primarily a non-cash loss because
we acquired
that company in just 2 crores.
Right, sir. Sir, my second question is about the group company. Sir, so are we having Deep Industries, Deep Energy and Prabha Energy also, all these three are the group companies, and which of them are listed?
Deep Industries and Dolphin is under one group. And Prabha Energy is another company which is other group. I would say it is not directly in our group, but yes, it is same promoter company, I would say.
And sir, they are also in, they are listed company, Prabha Energy?
Yes.
Okay, and same business, is it, sir?
No, they are into different business of exploration and production.
Okay. And sir, what about Deep Energy is itself renamed as Prabha Energy, or it's a different company again?
Deep Energy has been reverse merged into Prabha Energy.
Right, sir. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question comes from the line of Raman from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for allowing me to ask a follow-up question. So, how much of the loan did we? How much of loan did we give to Prabha Energy?
It would be around 90 crore.
And sir, this is again with respect to the Dolphin offshore. You said they are currently 6 fleets, and you are planning to add at least 2 fleets by this year. Is my listing correct? Understanding
currently. I didn't get your question. Can you say it again?
No, it's more like a clarification. I just want to understand how much fleet do we have under Dolphin Offshore currently, and are we planning to? You said that we are planning to add at least 2 fleets by the end of this year, right?
So currently we have 2 vessels, or I would say one barge and one tug operational, and we wish to add two more.
And also, sir, with respect to the recent oil win, order win from Oil India, you said you are planning to add a workover rig.
Correct.
How many workover rigs are you planning to add?
So, against the recent order, one workover.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Pankaj Motwani from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. So I have a question on the Dolphin offshore part. So just can you share an update on the status of the Dolphin debtors? Like how much of the collection is being has been collected for our legacy debtors?
Dolphin, sorry, I didn't get your question.
So I just want to know the status of the Dolphin debtors. So like I think we have around 140 crores of old debtors from the...
Right. Yeah, so of which we have received order in our favor of 31 crore.
Yes, so I think that order has been received around 5-6 months back. But like, do we have received any collections from that? Because that debtors are, I think, around... two-year-old. So like, don't we think like we have to provide we have to provide provision for that?
Yeah, so the legal matters, it takes time. So the order needs to be solved and then to recover, it takes a little time. With regards to provide provisioning, we are evaluating them and we are in constant follow-up for recovering as well. We have got some good award in our favor for their overseas receivables as well. So having said that, we would continue to pursue for their recovery.
Got it. And just one more question. So like I was seeing the cash flow statement of Dolphin. So like it was given that around 170 crore of there was a fixed asset purchase of 170 crore. So like, can you just give me the breakup of that 170 crore? Like what comprises of barge, what comprises of trucks, like what is the amount of the barge in trucks?
170 crore is all for barge only.
Okay. But I think earlier we have mentioned that like we have done around refurbishment of around 120 crore. So like the additional 50 crore is on what or is for what?
No, so total refurbishment cost reached somewhere around 150 plus. And balance would be, I'm not sure, cash flow of Dolphin is not with me as of now. Okay. We can take it one-on-one.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that was my question. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Amit Agija from HG Hawa. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, how are the Rajasthan, Assam and Arunachal Pradesh contracts likely to contribute to the top line in the coming year?
So it has a mobilization period of 5 to 6 months, and post-mobilization it will start contributing it. The contract value which we have given is for the contract tenure. So like Rajasthan contract is 45 to 6 months and can consider revenue contribution from that. So similarly with this 7-year contract.
Sir, could you elaborate on the expected output growth from Rajmundry post baseline enhancement?
So I think that we have already said in past and this call as well that we are expecting around 140 crores of revenue on year full year basis from that particular contract.
Thank you, sir. All the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take this as the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rohan Shah for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining this call. It was pleasure interaction with you all. If you have any further queries, you can definitely approach us through AdFactor or you can directly connect us. We would be happy to answer all your queries. Thank you.
Thank you so much. On behalf of Deep Industries, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.